Okay, well, I'm going to start off with with a testimony here. As most of you know, my name is Charlie Cottrell. I'm 15 years old, so February 11th. And I was saved at age 4, led to the Lord by my sister Jenny, actually. And I actually remember a day we were outside fooling around, and Jenny asked me if I was saved. At first I said, basically, well, my mom and dad are saved, so doesn't that make me saved? She asked me, are you sure that really saves you? So I thought about it for a little while, and it just didn't seem that would. And because if parents' faith was going to save me, then no one would really have to have faith, because we'd be all saved by faith of Adam or Abraham or Noah even. And it says in Hebrews 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I put my faith in Christ that day, actually. And over the years I've from time to time gone my own way, falling away from the Lord, and he's been preparing me for his ministry, and he's been calling me to his service for about 2 years now, I guess. But I didn't really give my life over at 13, but at Camp Yes, 2002, I finally started to read God's word regularly and grow in the Lord. And a couple months ago, I guess, I finally surrendered and go into ministry, and know that if I continue to trust him fully instead of myself, I will never turn away. So, anyways, text verse is Matthew 25 verse 14. So, start off by mentioning this. Everyone has a gift. But what are we doing with it? Are you using it to God's glory, or are you hiding it? Anyways, Matthew 25, verse 14 through 30. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them another 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, from him, but from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So, I'm going to go through verse by verse here and start with verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his servants and delivered unto them his good. So the man traveling is Jesus, of whom has gone to heaven and given us gifts. John 14 verse 2 says, In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And verse 15 says, And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So he's given us these gifts, but we have to accept our gifts. In Acts 2 verse 38 says, Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now note here that is baptized with the Holy Ghost. You don't have to be baptized to go to heaven, so much like physical. It says Mark 1 verse 8 says, I indeed have baptized you with water, but ye shall be baptized, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. So, next 1 verse 5 says the same thing. Now this isn't to say that you shouldn't be physically baptized. That's something that God commands us to do, just as a sign of obedience. And so in some of the gifts that he gives us, Romans 12 verse 6 tells us, Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. So those are some of the gifts he gives us. And then Ephesians 4 verse 7 and 8. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And then tells us more of gifts he gives us in verse 11 and 12 of that chapter. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Go to verse 16 of the text, main text. And then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. In verse 17, and likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. So we have to use our gifts. Romans 12 verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So, one of the main gifts that God gives us is the gift of salvation. So, that's the first gift we have to accept. And Romans 10 verse 13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14, How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Little story thrown in here. Backwoods preacher was not very eloquent, but was often right on the mark. God had definitely stepped into his life and called him and changed him. And though he was not very educated, he was deeply devoted to his calling. He listened on one occasion to a proud young preacher, well educated but very impressed with his own background and skills, evidencing very little power of God at work in his life. When the sermon was over, when most people had left, the old preacher walked up to him and said, "Young man, was you sent, or did you just went?" So, if you're not sent, why would you go? Don't do it for personal glory, for sure. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time." And, First Corinthians 12, verse 4 through 11 here, says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh it all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." So, just because you're not sent into the ministry doesn't mean that God isn't using you. As long as you're led by God and you're doing what he leads you to do, you'll be where he wants you to be. It's all the same Spirit, but the Spirit of God. How will we know? You know, it says in John 16, verse 13, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." So that's how we'll know and where we're being led. And verse 18 of the text, "He that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money." So he didn't do as the other servants who used their gifts. Instead, he hid his gifts and chose not to use it as his master would have had him do. And Matthew 16, verse 25, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." So he tried to save his life and gift instead of using it for his master, as his master willed. And by trying to save his life, he was in fact losing it. So there need to be more people willing to enter into the ministry. It says in Luke 10, verse 2, "Therefore said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." This man is also a picture of the unsaved, as I said. And so if you're unsaved, you need to take the first gift of salvation and use it. John 3:16 says, and 17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And verse 19, verse A, and "After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh." And John 14, verse 3 says, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So this is symbolizing the return of Jesus Christ. Right near the end there. And verse 19, second half, and he reckoneth with them. No, that reckoneth means to settle accounts and whatnot. And verse 20 through 23. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. So Jesus welcomes them into the kingdom of heaven. Now I'd like to stress that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. John 14, verse 6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Then verse 24 and 25. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. So this man, as I said before, this is a picture of the unsaved. He had the gift directly in front of him, but he chose not to use it. Humans tend to lay treasures up on earth, like this man, of whom hid his in the earth. God tells us to do otherwise. Matthew 16, verse 19 says, Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and dust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break through nor steal. And where thieves do not break through it, nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Then, verse 26 through 29 of the text. For his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest, therefore, to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every man that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. Verse 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Revelations 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. It is heaven, of course. And neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And from 1 John 1 verse 9 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Romans 10 verse 9 goes into that again, and that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And John 3:16 through 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So, you need to make a commitment, even now. Do as the Lord leads you, and He wants you to use His gift of salvation if you're not saved, but you must accept it and believe that He is, and as it says in Romans 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And He wants workers in the ministries. It says, Mark 16, verse 15, and He said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel unto every creature. But, of course, don't go if you're not called, obviously. And how do you know if you're called? Well, John 16, verse 13, 14. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. And you'll know because that it's the Spirit of God, because He shall glorify me, for He shall receive of mine, and show it unto you. Of course, salvation is obviously the first gift that you have to take. Now, you must do as the Lord leads. Let's pray, I guess. Our wonderful, loving Heavenly Father, hallowed be Thy name. You're so wonderful. You give us these gifts, and some people don't use them, unfortunately. And it's so sad to see when people don't accept your gift of salvation either. But I pray that You would send workers into Your ministry, and that souls might be saved, and I pray that You would just do Your will and work in my life, especially as soon as You call me, and pray that You would work even now and use the sermon, and pray that everything I said would have been directly from You, not from me. I know I couldn't be up here on my own. I'm jittery enough as it is. Thank You for all You've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
One thing about you preachers, Charlie, we always get out early.
I thought it was going to be a lot longer.
Congratulations, young man. That's tough work doing that your first time.
Yeah. Well, Lord leads. So. Yeah.
One thing in your
video. I'm sorry?
You weren't looking up at your brother.
I was doing which?
You were looking down.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have all the verses memorized yet. I didn't have very much that I had on my own.
I always
hear
all
those
things, but
yeah,
you
just wait. When you're a child, your steps are really short, but when you're 6'2", your steps are long.
What?
Charlie, think of it this way. When you're this little guy, your steps are about this long, but when you're 6'2", your steps get longer.
Good.
Thank you.
It's always nice to get the first one over
with.
I know what it's like. I know what you're going through.
Thank you.
belongs to the
job. Thank you.
Jump time.